Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Jerry, for your extraordinary contributions to the arts and to society, I am pleased to confer upon you the honorary degree of Doctor of Arts.
Thank you.
This was the Duke commencement ceremony that got widely reported as having people walk out of it in protest over Jerry Seinfeld being the commencement speaker. And as a result of that, and I talked quite a bit about this in the last hour about, you know, the way my industry reports on things. Remember, 7,000 people graduated, 30 walked out. So just for perspective, what really happened. And they chanted his name and they clapped him getting the honorary degree. And then he goes on and gives what was, in my opinion, an extraordinarily good speech. I was not expecting it. I was expecting a little bit of, you know, comic relief, you know, Jerry Seinfeld. And he had some of that. But he had some fairly poignant moments as well, and that's why I wanted to share this with you, because weirdly, I think the people who most needed to hear this speech were the people who walked out. And now, of course, he gave what he thought were the three basic lessons. That's not the best part of the speech, but it is worth mentioning.
I will give you my three real keys to life, no jokes in this part. Okay, they are, number one, bust your ass. Number two, pay attention. Number three, fall in love.
Pretty good advice in elaborated form.
Number one, you obviously already know whatever you're doing. I don't care if it's your job, your hobby, a relationship, getting a reservation at M Sushi. Make an effort. Just pure, stupid, no real idea what I'm doing here. Effort. Effort always yields a positive value, even if the outcome of the effort is absolute failure of the desired result. This is a rule of life. Just swing the bat and pray is not a bad approach to a lot of things.
The swinging of the bat is the value, not the batting average.
Number two, pay attention. If you're in a small submersible that looks like a giant kazoo and going to visit the Titanic, 7 miles down at the bottom of the ocean, and the captain of the vessel is using a Game Boy controller, pay attention to that. What are you checking out down there? Oh, I see what happened. This ship sank. Now I understand why it never made it into port. If the fish where you are have eyes like Shelley Duvall and a bendy straw with a work light hanging off their head, you do not belong there. If the fish are going, I can't see a damn thing, you won't either.
The only mistake he made in that joke is that those people don't know who Shelley Duvall is. If he'd have said Amanda Seyfried, that would have been more on point.
Number three, fall in love. It's easy to fall in love with people. I suggest falling in love with anything and everything, every chance you get.
By the way, it's not going to get weird or anything, but you know, you'll see what he means in a second.
Fall in love with your coffee, your sneakers, your Blue Zone parking space. I've had a lot of fun in life, falling in love with stupid, meaningless physical objects. The object I love the most is the clear barrel Bic pen, $1.29 for a box of 10. I can fall in love with a car turn signal switch that has a nice feel to it, a pizza crust that collapses with just the right amount of pressure. I have truly spent my life focusing on the smallest things imaginable, completely oblivious to all the big issues of living.
And there's something incredibly wonderful about that advice, right? Learn to find joy in all kinds of things. Be fascinated by things. Learn to be amazed by things. Keep your eyes open. Look out for the Game Boy controller. on the submersible going to see the Titanic. But I thought this one concept, this is pretty good, okay?
Find something where you love the good parts.
By the way, context on this is his previous. This is like my second of, I'm going to do this all morning because I thought the speech was so good. And especially because people protested and walked out on it. I thought, what a great demonstration of how dumb walking out on people you disagree with is, because you missed really quite a good speech. But his earlier comments were this nonsense about find your one true calling, your one passion, the one thing in life that, you know, if you don't find it, you'll never be happy. That's ridiculous. Just find something you're good at and do more of it. And if you find out you don't like that anymore, do something else, okay?
Find something where you love the good parts and don't mind the bad parts too much.
Now, that's just, I'm going to play that again. Listen, this is brilliant life advice.
Find something where you love the good parts and don't mind the bad parts too much. The torture you're comfortable with. This is the golden path to victory in life. Work, exercise, relationships, they all have a solid component of pure torture, and they are all 1,000% worth it.
Oh my God, that is so correct. Look, I love this job. I do. I love this job. It's my favorite job I've ever had. I've had a lot of really good jobs. This is my favorite job I've ever had. There are parts of this job I really hate. Parts. And you know what? So what? It's a job. That's going to happen. That's normal. I love my wife. I love being married to her. There are parts of being married to her that I really hate. So what? That's life. That's every important project you're going to do. Every single one is like that. So find something. I love this phrase.
The torture you're comfortable with.
Find the torture you're comfortable with. That's such a great way to put it. Oh, man. We'll come back to this in a second. Jimmy's got traffic on the fives. Jimmy?
Andrew, looks like the only thing happening on the roadways this morning is the telephone pole that is down. If you are leaving Pace on Highway 90, there is a telephone at the intersection of Scenic 90 and Pace there, or Highway 90, right, coming off the bridge. I would recommend hopping on, going westbound on Highway 90 if you're entering in from Woodbine, taking Bell Lane to Cyanamid Road, and hopping on I-10 from Avalon. It's going to take about the same amount of time. If not, it's going to be quicker than trying to sit on the bridge for 30 minutes there. So if you see anything else on the roadways, please call or text our traffic tip line 437-1620. This traffic report brought to you by Gulf Breeze Natural Gas. Gulf Breeze Natural Gas, style, comfort, energy. Safety is their number one goal. GulfBreezeNaturalGas.com. Click on safety for more information. I'm Jimmy with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Jimmy. Yeah, I heard from Escambia County Fire Rescue that they're not on scene anymore. FPL is there working on that whole incident. It's just a power line down across the road, so just stay off 90. And in fact, we had heard that Mugs and Jugs, they were letting people through on the parking lot, and then I got follow-up information that says they're not letting anybody through.
Apparently not.
Although there is an accident on Highway 90 East, and I'm guessing somebody turned around in the median because I don't think there's any traffic allowed to go east there. So probably that's what happened around there. So just, go a different way. Avalon is your different way. If you're sitting in traffic and you're thinking about how you don't love the car you're sitting in, see how I did that? Frontier Motors, they have a great selection of good quality used cars. And if you ever get out of the traffic you're in, go there later today and check out the 300 different used cars and trucks on the lot. 1, 2, 3 years young, low miles, great condition, good prices. Frontier Motors, we bought a car from them and been super happy with it. And there were lots of other people that have bought cars from them and just been very, very satisfied. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years. Behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi. Back to the speech from the commencement speech at Duke University from Jerry Seinfeld. Now, some of this was just sort of funny, but a little bit on point, given the protests against him for being a Jew. I don't know what to say. It looks an awful lot like anti-Semitism to me, but, you know, whatever.
Privilege is a word that has taken quite a beating lately. Privilege today seems to be the worst thing you can have. I would like to take a moment to defend it. Again, a lot of you are thinking, I can't believe they invited this guy. Too late. I say, use your privilege. I grew up a Jewish boy from New York. That is a privilege if you want to be a comedian.
Love the cheers.
Thanks. If I messed up a funny story around my relatives, they would go, that's not how you tell that joke. The prostitute has to be behind the drapes when the wife comes in.
And it is true. I mean, the history of great Jewish comedians is, I mean, there's a lot more behind that, you know, than just being a rumor. There's this long tradition of finding humor in tragedy, and the tragedy that Jewish people have experienced is enormous over the years. That was a tremendous coping mechanism. Anyway, back to him talking about the value of privilege.
You went to Duke. That is an unbelievable privilege. I now have an honorary doctorate of humane letters degree from Duke University. And if I can figure out a way to use that, I will. I haven't figured anything out yet. I think it's pretty much as useful in real life as this outfit I'm wearing. But so what? I'll take it. My point is we're embarrassed about things we should be proud of and proud of things we should be embarrassed about. When I was writing my TV series... Thanks.
Boy, is that true or what?
What a crowd!
So again, just the quick note on this is, what made the news for days, it seemed like, was that 30-odd people walked out. What didn't as much make the news was that 7,000 people stayed and watched and enjoyed and laughed and learned and applauded and chanted his name. And, you know, like, it was quite a good speech. And I actually am glad for the protesters, because if the protesters hadn't been such dimwits, they wouldn't have walked out. And if they hadn't walked out, the news wouldn't have covered it. If the news hadn't covered it, I wouldn't have even known there was this great speech out there by Jerry Seinfeld to Duke that now I get to share with you. So thank you, protesters, for inadvertently advancing the influence of the person that you thought you were harming by turning your small, little, narrow-minded, judgmental, isolated, ignorant backs on and letting us all in on what was actually quite an interesting speech. 621 here on News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay.
How many times has a paid-by-the-hour repairman come to your home to do repair and seems to be working awfully slow? After all, the longer they work, the more you pay. And when they're finally done, you get the bill. It's dangerous to give a repairman a blank check because your bill could be much larger than expected. That's why Barberry Plumbing uses a flat rate pricing system. You'll know exactly to the penny what you'll pay before the work begins. No questions, no surprises, no high bills. You get Barberry Plumbing's team of radio dispatched uniformed professional service technicians. They can handle any plumbing repair or replacement job you need, including insulation and gas piping to your whole house generator. They are fully insured for both residential and commercial work. Call Barberry Plumbing at 477-8782 or look for Barberry Plumbing in the business white pages. Barberry Plumbing license number is RF11067749.
Hobbies can be fun and expensive. How about a hobby that's fun and could make you money? Find out tomorrow morning at 10 with Emerald Coast Coins. Hear about precious metals and metal detectors as a great hobby. For nearly 20 years, Emerald Coast Coins has been one of the top-rated businesses in Northwest Florida to buy and sell gold, silver, and the best metal detectors to find treasure. Get more information about this tomorrow morning on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Mom, can we have some ice cream?
I've got a better idea. Who wants to help me make something fun and healthy instead?
Me! Eating smarter is easy and delicious. Interested in receiving healthy recipes and a whole lot more in your email? Then register at healthiestweightfl.com and learn more about all the small steps that you can take on the way to living healthy. This message is sponsored by the Ounce of Prevention Fund of Florida, the Florida Department of Health, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Gallery Night is Friday night in downtown Pensacola. And this month, it's a celebration of our local military and Pensacola Navy Days. Wear red, white, and blue and show your support. See GalleryNightPensacola.org. Enjoy a family-friendly and free movie at the Gullside Pavilion with Cinemas in the Sand Friday evening. Bring your chairs and blankets and enjoy The Parent Trap at sunset. Find more events and submit yours at NewsRadio923.com.
News Radio Pensacola on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Informative, local, dependable.
These natural ingredients are baked into crunchy nuggets and fortified with vitamins.
Its naturally sweet taste reminds me of wild hickory nuts.
I call grape nuts my back to nature cereal.
Good morning, 6:25 here on News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. It's a good morning unless you're trying to drive through the intersection of Scenic and 90. Don't. Just don't. Right, Jimmy?
Right. We've got a telephone pole down at the intersection of Highway 90 and Scenic there in Pensacola. So if you are coming in from Woodbine or Chamukla, go ahead, go west. Not west.
East. I heard that the first time. I thought, are you sure about that?
I apologize. No, head east. We've established my dyslexia, and that is directional as well.
No worries. Perfect to put you on traffic then.
Yeah, great idea.
I did what Jimmy said. Why didn't it work out?
Go ahead. Head east on 90, then go south on Bell Lane, take a left on Sanamid, hop on Avalon southbound, and get on I-10. It's going to be way faster than trying to sit on the bridge waiting for that traffic to clear up. If you see anything else on the road, please call or text our traffic tip line at 437-1620. I'm Jimmy with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Jimmy. David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. Which way are you going, David? East or west?
I'm going straight ahead. I don't care what's in front of me.
All right, well, straight ahead is waiting. That's what straight ahead means today.
No, he's
so.
Driving through the escape bay.
I always make poor decisions. I'm just saying. The DOJ says Boeing violated a 2021 deferred prosecution agreement involving fatal 737 crashes. In a filing in U.S. federal court in Texas, the DOJ said Boeing broke that agreement by failing to design, implement, and enforce a compliance and ethics program to prevent and detect violations of U.S. fraud laws in its operations. The WNBA's number one draft pick, Caitlin Clark, made her big debut yesterday in the WNBA, and she did score 20 points during the game, but the Indiana Fever lost to the Connecticut Sun, 92-71.
I saw a report on this, and she wasn't shooting well in the beginning. I guess she didn't score her first points till halfway through the second period. They do four in the WNBA. Right? Four, I believe.
I mean, I know
how the NBA works, but, you know, sometimes, like in college, I think they do quarters also for the women, whereas they do halves for the men. Anyway, but then she scored more than anybody else on the team, 20 points total. So, I mean, good.
She did all right. It didn't quite look like she did playing for Iowa.
I want to know whether she won rock, paper, scissors.
Right?
That's the real question. Nobody's reporting on the big news. Go on, sir.
And the Westminster Kennel Club dog show is in the books. Did you happen to catch it, Andrew? The big dog show?
Pass.
No. Oh, didn't watch.
Just well, reminds the, me of...
the
anyway,
top dog in the dog show was a miniature poodle named Sage, chosen number one out of 2,500 dogs that were competing.
Okay, look. We have a 15-year-old named Sage. And as soon as we named him Sage, all these people started naming their girls Sage. And now they're naming dog Sage? It's not right.
A lot of competition in the Sage name market.
Right. Naming is not a very safe practice, unfortunately. David, thanks so much for the update. 6:28 on News Radio 92.3. Oh, we've got gems from Joe Biden. You ready? Okay, this is a hold your steering wheel moment. Just hold on. Here you go.
I think inflation has gone slightly up. It was at 9% when I came in.
What? Wait, what?
I think inflation has gone slightly up. It was at 9% when I came in.
Go on.
And it's now down around 3%.
Inflation was not at 9% when you took office, sir. It was at 1.4% when you took office. It grew to 9% during your presidency and has since declined to 3%. It did not start at 9 when you started on the job, sir.
But the fact is that I think people are just uncertain. And that's why we got to be steady, stay the course, and continue to produce these incredible jobs. And the job, and by the way, the pay for the jobs are outpacing the inflation rate they're paying. We're going to be able to deal with this. It's going to take a little more time, but we're just focused on it.
What a robust presentation of the economic data, sir. No, if you can wade your way through his inability to say anything clearly, he's actually right. I was surprised. I looked this up. For most of his presidency, from basically March of 2021 is when the inflation line crossed higher than the wage growth rate line. It had been pretty steady under Trump, okay? Inflation jumped way ahead and has been very high, and then it crossed back below the wage growth line somewhere around March of last year. And so inflation has been below wage increases for a little more than a year. I know you don't feel much like that's the truth. You don't feel like your job has been paying you more. But in general, that actually is statistically accurate. Has it caught up with the net effect, the aggregate effect of all that terrible inflation? No. But his last part is correct. But he has now twice made this completely false claim.
No president's had the run we've had in terms of creating jobs and bringing down inflation. It was 9% when I came to office. 9%.
No, 1.4%. So one can only imagine he's going to keep saying that falsehood. Aaron Burnett there last week failed to challenge him on it. I thought the news networks had this policy of confronting people when they lied. I thought that was kind of their thing.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Results are in two U.S. Senate primaries.
With the U.S. Senate up for grabs in November and Senator Joe Manchin from West Virginia retiring, Jim Justice won the Republican nomination for that seat and will face off against Democrat Glenn Elliott. In Maryland, former Governor Larry Hogan won the GOP primary and will face Democrat Angela Alsobrooks in November for the Senate seat there. Ted Lindner, Fox News.
The White House tells Congress President Biden wants to send more than $1 billion worth of new weapons to Israel.
State Department sources have told Fox this is still under review. It's the first package we've heard about since the Biden administration paused a shipment of bombs to Israel. The White House concerned civilians would be killed if the bombs were used in densely populated areas of Gaza.
Fox's Jonathan Savage. It's an off day at former President Trump's trial in New York City. Cross-examination continues tomorrow for his former attorney, Michael Cohen. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 6:31 at News Radio Pensacola. I'm David Wayne. It is mostly clear right now, 74 degrees. The state investigation continuing after the officer-involved shooting death of 23-year-old senior airman Roger Fortson in Okaloosa County earlier this month. The Okaloosa NAACP has now released a list of demands.
I think that these demands will be met. Maybe not tomorrow, but we're not going to go away until we do see these demands met and changes made as a result of it.
That's Okaloosa NAACP President Sabu Williams. And the list of demands of seven total was posted to their social media. It does include a full and transparent investigation, they say, by the Department of Justice, the release of all body cam video, audio, and digital communications, and the release of disciplinary records for the deputy involved. Fortson's body arrived in Atlanta yesterday. His funeral will be held on Friday at the New Birth Missionary Baptist Church in Stonecrest, Georgia. The Escambia Sheriff's Office says three people were hurt in a drive-by shooting yesterday afternoon on Diego Circle. That happened about 4 o'clock yesterday. It was picked up on the ShotSpotter sensors in the county. An Escambia Sheriff's spokesperson also says several 911 calls were received about it. Right now, there's no word on the severity of the injuries or a description of the suspect vehicle. The victims were taken to a local hospital before EMS or deputies arrived at the scene. Officials at the Pensacola International Airport reporting positive changes since TSA sent 8 officers to help address staffing shortages there. Mayor D.C. Reeves says he was recently on a call with the TSA and Senator Rick Scott's office.
It was interesting. They did share with us that our passenger numbers show that we should have about a 33% increase in TSA staff. And you say, well, how does that happen? Well, their process, which makes sense, is, they're analyzing this every year. And then sometimes with delays, it might be 18 months or 24 months before they reanalyze staffing.
And late last month, Reeves sent a letter to Senators Scott and Rubio saying that oftentimes 3 of the airport's 4 TSA lanes would be closed due to staffing issues. The 8 officers currently in Pensacola are from the TSA's National Deployment Force, and they'll be here through July. It's not clear what'll happen after that. Congressman Matt Gaetz demanding answers after a report that he says outlines racist DEI programs currently in effect at the Department of Veterans Affairs.
Gaetz responded to a report from the Washington Free Beacon that outlined a number of VA-sponsored support groups in several states that specifically exclude white veterans from participating. Those groups include a Black Veterans Peer Support Group in Minneapolis that welcomes all veterans who self-identify as Black, as well as a race-based stress trauma empowerment group in Long Beach, California, that welcomes veterans who identify as Black, Indigenous, or people of color. In a letter to VA Secretary Dennis McDonough and the House VA Committee, Gaetz is requesting an oversight hearing by that committee, saying, quote, no federal resources, let alone sponsorship by the agency itself, should be given to these discriminatory programs. Joe Ford, News Radio, Pensacola.
Thank you, Joe. Today is National Peace Officers Memorial Day. Agencies across the nation are paying homage to law enforcement officers that have died in the line of duty. This morning, Escambia County honors its fallen deputies.
Right in front of the Escambia County Sheriff's Office, which is 1700 West Leonard Street, at 9 o'clock in the morning, we will have our annual law enforcement memorial. Is opportunity for us as an agency to pay tribute to those who lost their lives in the line of duty for Escambia County citizens.
Sheriff Chip Simmons there. That event, again, happening at 9 o'clock at the Sheriff's Office at 1700 Leonard Street. And flags across the nation today at half staff. Peace Officers Memorial Day honors law enforcement officers who have died in the line of duty. It was first proclaimed in 1962 by President John F. Kennedy. 6:35, and let's get a look at our traffic on the fives with Jimmy.
David, all I can say is do not come into Pensacola via Highway 90. If you are coming from Pace or Milton, the bridge is backed up all the way to Woodbine. So we are recommending just hop on 90, go eastbound, take a right on Bell Lane, take a left on Cyanamid Road, hop on Avalon going southbound, and take I-10 into Pensacola. There's a telephone pole that's down. And they are currently trying to figure it out. I think FHP is on the scene, but it is causing major backup right outside of Mugs and Jugs, right as you get off the bridge coming into Pensacola from Pace and Milton, and it's backed up all the way to Woodbine. So we're recommending that alternate route to people, and we'll keep you posted on when that's cleared up. If you see anything else on the road, please call or text our traffic tip line, 437-1620. I'm Jimmy with your traffic on the fives.
It is going to be a beautiful sunny day today with a high near 85 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 69. Nice and mostly sunny for Thursday with a few clouds moving in late. High near 85 Thursday afternoon. Temperatures dropping near 73 overnight. We'll have showers and thunderstorms moving in on Friday. A few storms could be strong. High near 84. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
And right now, it is mostly clear and 74 in Pensacola. Also 74 in Gulf Breeze and 72 in Milton. Your next news at 7, breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio, Pensacola.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Two House lawmakers are proposing to eliminate Section 230, which is a law that has shielded tech and social media platforms from lawsuits for user-generated content produced by individuals. Proponents of Section 230 have argued that eliminating it would result in social media companies monitoring and censoring messages online. Tech groups have already expressed outrage at the proposal. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration has opened an investigation into Waymo's self-driving vehicles after the agency received 22 reports of its autonomous cars crashing or doing something that may have violated traffic laws. The probe will evaluate the system's performance in detecting and responding to traffic control devices and in avoiding crashes with stationary and semi-stationary objects. Futures are mixed ahead of today's inflation report. Tuesday, the Dow Industrials gained 126, the NASDAQ up 122. That's Your Money Now.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle, unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. With ZipRecruiter, one click sends your job to hundreds of top job sites. But more than that, ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies the candidates with the skills you need, sends you a list of great matches to review, then actively invites them to apply for your job. And the results speak for themselves. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. That's right, the first day. Now you can focus on your business and let ZipRecruiter do the work finding the best people for you. See for yourself. Experience the ease, efficiency, and power of ZipRecruiter for free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Got a bug problem? Or worse, a rodent situation? Insect makes pest control for your home easy and effective. First, Insect thoroughly inspects the problem and provides you with a free estimate and a treatment plan. Then once on the job, Insect identifies targets and eliminates common household pests, including rodents, roaches, ants, and fleas, with guaranteed results. Insect's professionally trained technicians will safely and effectively eliminate pests inside and outside, while also taking preventative steps to stop other pests pests from infesting your home. Afterwards, a report with pictures will be emailed to let you know what was found and the work that was performed. To make it even easier, Insect offers annual and quarterly pest control services to stop pests from infesting your home. Guaranteed. Outside, inside, from inspection to treatment to follow-up. Insect Pest and Lawn makes whole home protection safe and easy. Just say no to bugs. Join the Insect family today online at insect.net. That's ENSEC.net.
Uh-oh!
You've just discovered you have...
rats! Ew! What do I do? How do you get rid of them? I haven't a clue.
To get rid of the rats is no problem at all. The solution's inside Davis Hardware and U-Haul.
Hi, how can we help you?
I have a rat problem.
Oh, rats.
Literally, what do I do?
Davis Hardware and U-Haul employees are real hardware people and know what happens when infestations get out of hand. They have the experience to help you get rid of your, uninvited guests.
Thank you.
Davis Hardware and U-Haul on L Street just off Fairfield in the center of Pensacola.
Are you ready for a triple dose of wit, insight, and laughter? Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show from 11 to 2. Your daily dose of engaging conversation and hilarious banter. Join Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins as they tackle the biggest news stories, pop culture moments, and everything in between. They'll keep you entertained, informed, and laughing out loud from start to finish. Don't miss a minute of the fun. Tune in to the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show, 11 till 2 on News Radio Pensacola.
On the airport, we are pleased so far with the additional staffing and how that is going. I shared with them anecdotally, I'd flown out last Saturday, and that was probably the best I've seen from the entire process work, from speed to someone on the floor kind of overseeing things. It felt like a completely different process.
So that's good news. The mayor, D.C. Reeves, yesterday talking during his press conference about the improvements that TSA has already made to their operation at Pensacola International Airport.
Interesting. They did share with us that our passenger numbers show that we should have about a 33% increase in TSA staff.
You don't say. But he says there's a lag time because they have to decide to make a study, and then there's resources, and then they do the study, and then eventually they figure it out. And oh, look, Pensacola is growing in air traffic. Could have told you.
In the passenger counts, they did notify us as well, actually support having 5 or 6 lanes. We only have 4 now. I'm not as focused on that as, say, adding a 5th lane or a 6th lane as I am as getting the 4 lanes that we have staffed. I think that will go a long way, and not having empty lanes that are operable, which is, I think, where we got us, what got us into this situation to begin with.
Yeah, 4 that work, it might be enough for now, but expanding to 5 or 6, I think 6 would require a new terminal anyway. And also, parking was another thing that they talked about, he talked about yesterday. And remember that grassy lot over on Tippin, that's going to get paved, but they don't want to start doing that project in the fall and then run up against Thanksgiving and Christmas. So the real question is going to be, can it be done before then? If yes, they will. If not, then they won't. But they're working to get that done before the holidays this year. But do keep in mind that because of annual growth at like 13% year over year over year over, we can't stop. Like the you know, the use of Pensacola Airport inflation, if you want to think about it. Okay, and they're trying to solve it with the old income of parking and TSA throughput and ramp space is kind of the challenge that they're facing, and that's difficult. But even so, we have been adding spaces. The mayor and Matt Coughlin, the director of the airport, they've been adding spaces, but even so, we're way ahead of where we were supposed to be based on the plan.
3,700 spaces again. That puts us pretty close to what we were supposed to have in 2035, according to our master plan.
So we have 3,700 spaces. We were supposed to have 3,700 spaces in 2035. So we are way ahead of the growth curve. One of the other things that the mayor announced yesterday is that the enforcement starting this weekend, essentially starting tomorrow, for noise ordinances for cars.
Downtown noise, we're saying now, this weekend, you know, we are going to be out there to enforce the state statutes that are already on the books. This is not, there's no new rules that we're putting in place. These are rules that are complex to enforce.
And the extra, you know, manpower that it takes to enforce them is being funded by the Downtown Improvement Board and their special taxing district, which he says he appreciates because you know, it's a labor-intensive thing to, you know, have somebody out there monitoring for noise from mufflers and stereos and all of that kind of stuff, and they're paying for the off-duty officers to be handling that.
So again, no, this is not a new rule. These are all rules, all state statutes that we're going to be enforcing, but we do talk about vibrancy and we talk about quality of life, and I don't think any of our residents or any of our visitors go downtown just so they can be deafened by aftermarket mufflers. I don't think that's what makes Pensacola what it is downtown.
Come to Pensacola, bring your earplugs. No, and so again, it's already illegal. People are violating the law, and the idea here is we're simply going to allot enough manpower for off-duty officers in order to enforce this particular law in the downtown region. Not because other places don't matter so much, but particularly because, you know, this area of town is where you see the problem more than, say, you know, like on Creighton or something.
One thing to hear an aftermarket muffler, you know, on a six-lane road somewhere in the city, which would be an annoyance and would be against the law. It's a little different to hear it echoing between buildings in the heart of a downtown, moving at 10 miles an hour while people eat outside and walk outside with their children. Two different scenarios. So it doesn't make downtown more important than any other part of our city. I just think that that's where the focus lies, and a lot of that genesis is from the DIB's interest in it.
Yeah, it's still illegal on Davis or Creighton or Scenic or, you know, Fairfield or Palafox. It's just that it's a problem downtown on Palafox when people are trying to enjoy the city and walk around and, you know, eat lunch and all of that kind of stuff. And again, that's where the DIB has their special taxing district. So the DIB is literally paying for enforcement of a law that most directly affects the people in their taxing district. That's why it makes some sense. We'll come back to this in a second. 646 on News Radio Pensacola. Jimmy's got traffic on the fives. Jimmy?
If you're trying to enter Pensacola from Pace, do not get on the Highway 90 bridge. There's a telephone pole down at the intersection of Highway 90 and Scenic, and traffic is not being allowed through either direction. So if you're coming from Woodbine, head east on Highway 90, get on Avalon, and take I-10 to get to Pensacola, or head west on Quintet and get on Highway 29. And if you're heading into Pace from Pensacola, they are not allowing traffic to enter the bridge at all, so you're going to take an alternate route as well. If you see anything else on the road, please call or text our traffic tip line, 437-1620. This traffic report brought to you by Mattress Firm. Mattress Firm's Memorial Day sale is here. Save up to $500 on select adjustable bed sets like the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection. Plus, get a $300 instant gift for pillows and more. I'm Jimmy with your traffic on the fives.
So bad news to add to your traffic report. We just see now popping up on the screen a crash on I-10 westbound in the middle of the Scambia Bay Bridge.
Mm.
So traffic coming off the land by the boat ramp basically is backed up there.
Okay.
So Pensacola's closed for now.
Pensacola is closed, yeah.
I mean, Quintet, Garcon Point. I mean, how far do you want to go around, man? No. So... sorry, I am sorry. That stinks. 6:48 on News Radio Pensacola. Pensacola Hardware, you know, we talk about them all the time being a great resource if you've got a home improvement need of any kind or you need good advice on that home improvement repair. But right now, they're actually having an end-of-season blowout sale on heaters and fireplace accessories. I know you don't want to think about it when it's 85, but boy, what a deal you could get, right? Fireplace screens, ceramic heaters, outdoor fireplaces, LP gas heaters, infrared heaters, fireplace tools, Hotshot SS outdoor fireplaces, propane convection heaters, and electric tower heaters, all on sale while supplies last at Pensacola Hardware, the oldest business in the state of Florida, helping people build, rebuild, and remodel and heat Pensacola since 1851. I mentioned we come back to this question of the noise ordinances with the enforcement that's going to begin basically tomorrow. And, you know, basically what the mayor was saying yesterday is, look, this is only cars. This is the aftermarket mufflers are one of the key problems.
The big ones, I can say from a high level, aftermarket mufflers that create additional noise are prohibited by state statute. So that is, again, not a new thing.
Yeah, so that's part of the problem. I think the, you know, loud stereos is also an issue, but motorcycles and people that have their extra loud aftermarket mufflers, that's the one. So this is starting tomorrow.
This effort will start May 16th, and to be fair to all of our citizens, if this is something that, if you're one of the folks that do appreciate this or want that frequent doing this downtown, we wanted to make sure that there was a clear heads up that this was coming. That was another reason for the delay. We didn't want anyone to feel like we were changing behavior or doing anything in the middle of the night without anybody being transparent about it. So, you know, this is that official notice that we'll start this on Thursday alongside, again, PPD and DIB, and we'll see how things go.
So I would imagine, and it's a, by the way, it's $116 for a stationary vehicle, $166 ticket for a moving vehicle is my understanding. That's what the mayor said yesterday. So if you have a loud muffler, I mean, don't. It's, I guess, what they're saying, you know. I also thought it was interesting, you know, he addressed something that normally the mayor doesn't directly address, but it's a cop myth kind of thing we would talk about with Mike Wood, is this myth that off-duty police officers can't issue tickets or make arrests. Well, then why would you hire an off-duty police officer? I mean, you know, the cop at Walmart, when you go to Walmart or Seville or wherever you go, they're not at that moment working a regular shift for PPD, right? Or Scammy County Sheriff's Office if you're out in the county. They're working for Walmart. But they're wearing their uniform because they're still cops. And that's the reason you hire them off duty, extra duty, is because they're still cops.
I know there's a misperception out there that because DIB is hiring off duty officers, that somehow means, I know there's a misunderstanding that somehow means whether they would have the ability to write tickets. Absolutely, they can write tickets. The same way if a crime was committed in front of someone who's in, if we have off duty officers working the Wahoos game, and somebody was to commit a crime, it's not as if they have to sit idly by while the person commits the crime. I mean, it's off duty, which means they are helping fund, the bandwidth to be out there, but that does not change their ability to be able to enforce the laws of the city, just because they're being hired as off duty versus on duty. And if that were the case, why would you hire anybody off duty for anything, for an event, for anything like that, if they didn't have the ability to have some kind of police enforcement and protection.
Yeah, that's exactly right. That's why you hire them specifically. I thought it was an interesting note. He mentioned this kind of in passing at the end of the conversation about the noise enforcement for starting this weekend and going forward through the extra police powers being paid for by the Downtown Improvement Board to enforce the existing law. He mentioned crosswalks in the conversation as a maybe something else that we might use law enforcement to start to crack down on in the future.
We as a community are not real good about understanding what a crosswalk is, you know, and I mean, that would be another initiative I would like to look at moving forward, is that when someone's in a crosswalk, that you know, and you go to other parts of the country where they're a little more understanding of what a crosswalk is. Sometimes we aren't. We're used to the car. We're addicted to the car. I get that, and we're not unique, but that would be another example where, you know, it's not uncommon for us to see a problem and say, all right, well, let's take a deeper dive into this. And
so that may be coming in the future. And I actually agree. You know, you go to some places in the country and it's well known that you stop for pedestrians in the crosswalk. Maybe, you know, of course, the other problem is the pedestrian crosswalks are often very poorly marked. Or at least not very easy to see. And so we have both problems need to be solved. Drivers need to be well-educated and afraid, and walkers need to be better educated, and also the crosswalks need to be brighter. I guess it's a three-part problem. Anyway, so we'll talk with them about some of this coming up next hour when the mayor joins us at 7:35. 6:53 on News Radio Pensacola. Oh, I just got this note in also, and a picture, that there is a truck flipped over at the back gate of NES Pensacola, and the texter says that the gate is closed, so I have checked with NAS Public Affairs, and they say the gate is not closed, so I'm not sure, but I do see the picture of the truck. That's all I'm saying, and so just be aware that the back gate of NAS Pensacola may be experiencing an issue right now. 6:53 on News Radio Pensacola, I'm Andrew McKay.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. Your road to adventure starts with the 2024 Subaru Outback and the 2024 Subaru Forester. Both come standard with symmetrical all-wheel drive for confidence along the way. The Subaru Outback, according to Kelley Blue Book, is one of the best family cars of 2023. And according to Auto Trader and my good friend Max here, the Subaru Forester is one of the 2023 best cars for dog lovers. For information on all the awards and accolades from Kelley Blue Book and Auto Trader on the Subaru brand, the Subaru Outback, and the Subaru Forester, visit KelleyBlueBookKBB.com and AutoTrader.com. Whether you're a Forester family or an Outback family, your road to adventure starts in a Subaru from Anderson Subaru. Go where love takes you. Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola, online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Kelley Blue Book is a registered trademark of Kelley Blue Book Company, Incorporated. Auto Trader is a registered trademark and used with permission.
Pensacola Christian Academy is the area's premier kindergarten learning program. Why? Because in a fun, safe environment, even four-year-olds learn to read, beginning with letters and sounds, progressing to reading words, sentences, and stories. And the best part? If your child attends K-4 and K-5 at Pensacola Christian Academy, you'll get first grade tuition-free. Spots are filling quickly, so go to enrollpca.com to register now.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate, from managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, helping with COVID employee retention credits, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and their HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Avalon HR, employing made easy.
Hey, Escambia. Today, ECUA is talking trash.
Specifically, bulk waste.
July 1st, 2023, bulk service changed to call for pickup. Schedule a pickup by calling the ECUA customer service department anytime before 2 p.m. on the day prior to your normal pickup day. Bulk pickup is still included at no additional charge. Schedule a free bulk waste or special pickup for construction debris for an additional fee. Call customer service at 850-476-0480. More information at ecua.fl.gov.
Know what to throw, 850.
Pensacola right now with Joe and Austin.
It's like headline news for radio. Every day, 4 to 7 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
You swear on the Constitution of the United States to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God.
Ain't no thing.
Yo!
So I just got off the phone with NAS Public Affairs, and the information I gave you was incorrect. It is not the west gate or the back gate of NAS Pensacola. It's an internal control point where that truck is flipped over, and it's not affecting anything in terms of base access. So ignore previous, and everything's fine. Everything's fine here. Everything's under control. How are you? 657. Come on, a little Star Wars quote. Why not? Jimmy's got traffic on the fives.
If you are planning on coming into Pensacola from Pace or Milton, there's a telephone pole that is downed right outside of Mugs and Jugs in Pensacola right as you exit the bridge. The bridge is being closed to closed traffic to either direction on the bridge. So if you're coming in to Pensacola from Pace, I would recommend taking Avalon, but a wreck on the I-10 bridge is backing up traffic on Avalon, Cyanamid, and Bell Lane. At this point, if you were trying to enter Pensacola from Pace, I would get on Quintet, go westbound. It is showing a little bit of backup as you intersect with Highway 95 there, but that might be the quickest way. If you get on Quintet, get on 95, and then head south on 29. That looks to be the fastest way into Pensacola from Pace and Milton. If you see anything
else?
You can
just call in traffic today.
I mean,
you just like, boss, I tried three different ways, I just couldn't get to Pensacola this morning.
I did. I mean, I can't even recommend they go to Navarre. You know what I mean? Because it's backed up every single way.
Oh, man. Got a kayak?
Quintet. Quintet is going to be your best bet, though. So if you're coming in from Pacer Milton, Quintet. If you see anything else on the road, please call or text our traffic tip line, 437-1620. I'm Jimmy with your traffic on the fives.
David Wayne is in the newsroom with headlines. David?
Today'd be the day to open a ferry service, is all
I'm
saying.
Oh, it would. It would definitely be. If only there were one, but not for cars. Anyway, go ahead.
Flags will be at half staff today across the country for Peace Officers Memorial Day, honoring those in law enforcement who've fallen in the line of duty. Of course, the Escambia Sheriff's Office holding theirs at 9 a.m. That'll be at the Sheriff's Office on Leonard Street.
Very good. Also, Chuck E. Cheese is getting rid of the animatronic band. they'd only kept it this long because parents were nostalgic about it.
Oh.
It's not entertaining. It's not what kids are accustomed to or looking for. It's a little bit creepy. No word on where the creatures will go afterwards. Five Nights at Freddy's.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3 WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.